6179.
How do you believe it? It's almost the weekend. Thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. We're going to take you on a wild ride on an overnight highway. Not really. It should be a lot of fun, actually. Jam-packed hour that includes We Can Count. It's always about the money, and it's always about numbers in our lives, isn't it? So we're going to hit the numbers for you. Coming up around the bend here. Before we do that, though, let's dive right into the nasty politics of it all. I love when politicians hem and haw and ultimately say, I did not do that. Famously, I did not have sex with that woman, right? How many times do we hear that played over and over and over again? I'm wondering so much about what's going on in this Twitter hacker case. And I think probably many of you have heard that, and we've mentioned it a few times here on ATN. But Congressman Anthony Weiner, struggle to hang on to that name, huh, is trying to figure out a way to explain this photo on Twitter. And I feel badly for him if it's just somebody who hoaxed him and jammed him up on his Twitter account. But what's so weird is supposedly this was a super secure Twitter channel. Because there are other Congress folks and senators that have it. And how do they hack into it? He's trying to explain how a picture of somebody's bulging underwear appeared on the account. And in back-to-back interviews, you know, I mean, clearly he had to be hacked. But you wonder, I mean, how did someone hack into that? In one interview, he said it could be the case that one of his private photos spilled onto the internet or could have been manipulated or pulled in from somewhere else. And he said, listen, he doesn't want to answer any more questions about it. He's tired of it. He didn't send the picture. It's not his picture. It's a prank. It's been successful. But he's answered 11 hours of those questions about the underwear and the photo, and he's got to get back to work, and that's the end of that. He says he said he didn't send it, but he couldn't say whether that was his photo or not. And, you know, he's getting a little hot under the collar in dealing with some of these reporters. So here's the upshot of this. A former Justice Department computer crimes prosecutor said it wouldn't cost much to request an investigation from the FBI. And if Weiner had called the FBI when the story broke, the public would already know where the tweet originated from. But he said he wasn't interested in making a big federal case out of it. He said he called an internet security firm and a law firm to take a look at it and find out what happened, and just that he knew that his account was hacked. And his explanation got some criticism, not surprisingly, from some of the Republicans who said that people are sick of seeing their elected officials tied up in scandals. So now they're saying there's not a lot of clarity. There's a lot of explaining going on without a lot of clarity. So at first I thought, well, this is stupid. He had to be hacked into. This is something, right? This is something ridiculous. There isn't anything here. But now I'm wondering, not because of what Cantor, the House majority leader, is saying, but just wondering, is he being vague? Is there anything to this? Or is it just some idiot that, you know, hacked into his stuff and put up some fake photo? And what happened was that the photo was deleted within minutes, really, of being sent. And it was tweeted to a Seattle woman. So it's got to be interesting for his wife, who is an aide to Hillary Clinton. Wonder if she's getting any of those questions. Now, there are a few other politicians who have some splaining to do, like Governor Chris Christie from New Jersey, who took some heat for jumping in a helicopter, a state police helicopter, and having them fly it 80 miles to his son's baseball game so he could see his son play. The question was, well, how much is this costing the state? You don't want to slash our budgets and take away things, and yet you're jumping in helicopters to go and see a kid play baseball. So in that case, was it foul of the governor to not just take his car, not take some other kind of transportation, but to take a state police helicopter to get there? Of course, the traffic in New Jersey, he never would get there. And then the story would be, as the governor, he had back-to-back-to-back-to-back events. So it was dipping in and dipping out, getting in there, seeing what he could see, and then leaving. So do you think that's a fair thing to do? If you're a politician, I mean, sometimes, should we cut some slack to the politicians when they're using transportation, state transportation, to get to a family event because they're really tied up in the business of politics, let's face it, 24/7, they should be anyway, because you don't know when the phone's going to ring. You don't know what crisis you're dealing with. It's not a 9-to-5, 8-to-5, whatever job. It's a 24-hour job. So are we being too hard, some people, on Chris Christie, or no? He shouldn't have done it, period, end of story. And if it were a Democrat or another Republican, it doesn't matter. It's just a question of using that money to do that. What's big in Washington that affects all of us, even in this shortened week, is the debt ceiling and what's going to happen. Are we really going to default on these loans? Really? Is it really the wise thing to do to teach the Democrats a lesson? Here's what the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, had to say about a White House meeting the Democrats had on the heels of the Republicans meeting the day before over the debt ceiling.
We're going to use this opportunity to take us on a path of deficit reduction. We have no intention of passing on debt to our children and our grandchildren.
Well, that's good news. For once, we're not going to dump something on children and grandchildren. Forget great-grandchildren, because there's no Social Security. There's nothing at the end of the rainbow for them. We won't even have Social Security by then. Who knows what things will look like at that point. But it was probably wise what the president did. First meets with Republicans, then meets with the Democrats, tries to figure out how they can work it out in the middle and just get it done. Figure out what to do, take the serious vote, and move on from there. I think what will happen is the Republicans are going to want deeper cuts, promises of deeper cuts when it comes to the deficit, and then maybe sign off on it. Because then they get something in exchange for the votes. But there's no way that they are not going to vote to raise, even if it's a close vote, there's no way they're going to vote not vote to raise the deficit ceiling and actually default on money that we owe another country. That's not happening. We're not going to default on the loans, because ultimately what that could do to crash the dollar and a few other things. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, kindly call my number, 800-259-5791. I'll say it again. I've been accused of talking too fast occasionally when I say numbers. 800-259-5791. I'm going to meet you in a few. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. increases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
We had to let that laugh roll there. America Tonight, Kate Delaney. We're heading into another weekend. Do you believe it? Don't forget, we're giving away that leather jacket, that USA Evel Knievel jacket at the end of the month. You just got to tell us about one of your brushes with fame. Then you're entered into the drawing. It's that easy. You don't have to jump through any kind of hoops. Of course, your number, or your name, really, has to be chosen, and if it is, you're the winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. How exciting would that be? That's serious bragging rights. A leather jacket, that's probably worth $300 or more. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Hello, Dan. Are you awake? Dan, have you fallen asleep? What happened to you?
I had to put my headphones down. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We hear something in the background. It sounds like you're doing wash. Do you have laundry going? Are you folding?
I'm going. I got my air conditioner going, and Bobby's taking out the trash. Bobby's my nephew.
Oh, well, that's nice that he's taking out the trash at this hour.
Well, he should. I just brought him home a nice fat pizza.
There you go.
Yeah, we're having pizza, candy bars, and peach pies.
I love it. Yum.
Yeah, you know, just breakfast of champions, as they say in the old country.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to get to this wiener situation. Under the law, if his account was hacked, it has to have a federal FBI investigation. He can't hire his own private people to give him a whitewash. Okay? Two, too. If he is found to have been the one that tweeted this thing to this young girl who actually put on her Facebook account, I wonder what my boyfriend Anthony Weiner is doing recently, even though he's a married man.
Mm-hmm.
This is a disgrace, and this man needs to resign his office. Yeah, if we had a congressman up in New York, they just Democrats just took over the seat, who just displayed himself with his shirt off.
And yes, and got booted.
Yeah, and he resigned 2 days later. This man is, if he has done this, this is obscene. This is something that we cannot morally pass and let go. It's got to be taken care of. We have to start setting an example for all of our potential leaders and leaders that are running this country and running our business as our representatives to do the right thing. And I know you agree with that.
I do. I agree. If in fact he really did that, if he sent that, of course he should be gone. Like
and
you said, that your example was great with the in New York what happened.
Absolutely.
And you think of, I mean, you could go even deeper than that. You could talk about in a different way. You could talk about Elliot Spitzer and what happened to him in New York. Boom, he was bounced. You know, he had one time
You mean client number nine?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way he survives this. You look at John Ensign. Boom, he gets the boot, fooling around with the wife of one of his aides.
Exactly.
You know, and you saw what happened there. I mean, we have a long laundry list of people doing that.
I want to ask you something. What are your plans for this upcoming weekend type thing? What are you going to do?
That's a wild question. I'm going to be watching the Mavericks on Sunday. I am.
I'm going to watch that movie, Too Big to Fail.
I saw that movie.
Did you?
I am so glad you brought that up. That movie, you wait till you see that movie. You will. It is excellent. I'm not even going to spoil it for you. It's oodles of actors that you like, though. I guarantee you're going to like the acting in it. But it is dead on one of the best movies that I have ever seen, and I hope everybody watches it. I'm trying to get.
What else I want to see? Atlas Shrugged. I want to see
I heard that's good. That's the first, you know, there's three parts.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
Yeah. All right, we agree. Okay. Go watch that movie. You will love it.
You have a good weekend.
You too. Too Big to Fail is excellent. And it's all about the whole banking thing, Goldman Sachs, all the various banks, and it's a hoot. And half of the sound that you would hear in that movie is sound that you'll remember from America Tonight. So I give it an A++++. Plus, 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 plus. It's good. Let's go to Ann in Missouri. Hey, Ann.
Good morning to you again.
Good morning to you. How have you been?
Well, I've been hanging in there.
Good.
Trying to. Man, I've been trying to get a hold of you. You have been thinking a lot about all the fish, the jellyfish.
Yes.
And back a couple months ago, my uncle sent an email on stings and the best way to stop the pain from stings is to put a penny on it. And several people have tried it, and it works almost immediately. It stops the sting. And for the jellyfish, I thought that maybe it might work for a jellyfish sting. I've been into vinegar a lot, and man, the things that you have, the knowledge there is out there on the uses for vinegar, and health is one of them.
Well, the penny. I didn't know anything about the penny. It's very strange. I was processing that when you were saying that, Ann. I never got stung by a jellyfish, but I grew up around the Jersey Shore, southern part of New Jersey, Wildwood Crest, to be specific, or Cape May, New Jersey. And every once in a while, you'd see those giant Portuguese men of war, and it would scare me to death because my brother would say he was going to push me off the dock or whatever. And then somebody would have a jellyfish that stuck to them, and we'd hear the stories about that. And what I heard is that you use a meat tenderizer. If you put meat tenderizer on the sting, that'll help you. But I never heard the penny thing.
Yeah, but to use vinegar on it.
Vinegar,
and,
too.
Yeah, one of the things that it's for jellyfish, put vinegar on the... So carry vinegar around with you. I think you use white distilled vinegar on some things, and you use apple cider vinegar on other things. One of the things I read said don't use... don't digest distilled vinegar because it's not, it takes the alkaline or something out of your system. Only use apple cider vinegar on stuff. And as far as my fame goes, President Bush was here campaigning for one of the senators. And I don't, God must put me on the very front row. And when he came down, he shook hands with me. Well, my son was getting ready to go to Iraq.
Right.
And I told him my son was going to be working for him. And he started talking to me. And as he was going down the line, he was still looking at, and while he was shaking hands with other people, he was still looking back and talking to me.
Isn't, you know what, he, one thing about Bush, because I knew him when he was just even governor and with the baseball team, with the Texas Rangers and stuff, he was very good at remembering and recognizing people. So your story touched him, and that's why he remembered and was looking back. That had to make you feel pretty good. And thank you, as always, for your son's service. Yeah.
Yeah, I like him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a great weekend. Be careful with that vinegar, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. And Ann's son, of course, in the service and time again, signing up and going and being deployed and being deployed. And we thank him for his service. Talking about the jellyfish, it's interesting. Jellyfish made the big news, and that's why she brought it up, because along the Space Coast, all of you listening to us, WMEL, Cocoa Beach and whatnot, down to Cape Canaveral, they were talking about 800 jellyfish and however many people got stung. So we brought up, what do you do? What do you put on jellyfish stings? And meat tenderizer was the thing that I knew. If you immediately get out of the water, you rub sand on it. It depends on the species, because there's so many different species of jellyfish. I mentioned the Portuguese man of war, which they say that would stick to you. You know, jellyfish can grow over 120 feet long. Ooh. Hang with us. We can count next.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C? We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. And the answer is, Allie C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Allie C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Too old to pose nude? When is it better not to do it? Or is there not any kind of an age limit? Remember, there were the women in England who raised a whole bunch of money, and there was eventually even a movie that was done about them where they posed for, it was called Calendar Girls, where they posed in calendars with different things covering their private parts, and they were, I want to say, 60s, 70s. Well, Ronald Reagan's daughter is posing nude at 58 years old. Do you think that that's okay? Here's what I say, to each his own. Might not be for me when I'm her age, but that's not my bag anyway. So she always was a renegade kind of woman who sang a different tune. Even when her daddy was president, if you remember, there were occasionally be some stories about Patty Davis and her relationship with her father and whatnot. But she's decided, yeah, I'm going to pose nude, 58 years old. She's probably in great shape because I can't imagine that you would put yourself in that position if you didn't feel as though you looked good. And so I'm assuming that she looks pretty good. We move from posing nude to do-over divorces. Here's a crazy, crazy story. Stephen Simpkin is a partner at a law firm in New York City. He makes about $3 million. He owns a $4 million house in Westchester. When he and his wife divorced back in 2006, they were married for 33 years. They had assets worth $13.2 million. Whew, that's a lot of loot, right? He's doing okay, but I guess he's decided he's not okay enough. He wants a do-over on the divorce settlement after being taken in by Bernie Madoff's fraud. So he's claiming extreme hardship and that he's been damaged by the Madoff scam. Before the divorce, he and his then wife had $5 million and change in a Madoff account under his name. In the settlement, he withdrew some of the Madoff money, put it toward cash payments, half of the value of the couple's total assets to her. And he continued to invest with Madoff after the divorce. Ooh, his ex-wife did not. So when the whole Madoff thing came to light, and it was a Ponzi scheme, remember, in 2008, follow the bouncing ball, they were divorced in 2006, his investments were dead. They went up in smoke. So he is suing her, claiming that both of them were mistaken about the value of their assets at the time of the divorce. Would you not be furious? I could care less about these rich people and the pettiness of whatever's going back and forth between them. But he gets sucked into the Madoff thing now, and she doesn't keep going in that direction. Now he wants to take more money back. Oh, so she has to lawyer up and go through that whole process no matter where she's at in life. I would not be happy about that. Would not be happy. A divorce do-over. Are you kidding me? Isn't it tough enough to go through that once and you're going to go through it again? Think that was divorce was about the money? How about this for the Dallas Mavericks? We're into the NBA Finals. A lot of you are listening to us in the great state of Florida. A lot of you are listening to us in the great state of Texas. It's an interesting series, I think, and it got much more interesting. It looked like Miami was going to blow out Dallas on their home turf in Miami. And unfortunately for Miami, as they were blowing at one point, blowing them out of the water by more than 10 points, the Mavericks roared back, scoring 15 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Heat 95-93. That is resiliency. That's not giving up because they were down, you know, 5 minutes and change, 3 minutes and change. It wasn't looking great. They rallied, scored 9 points. Dirk Nowitzki, their star, made two late baskets. And this is a guy who had a torn tendon in his middle finger. And he made those baskets with his left hand, and that was it. What a huge comeback. I love comeback stories, no matter what the comeback is. So that's a very, very big comeback. This is a sad story, actually, that I dug up the other day, and it fits into We Can Count because of her age. And the 32-year-old daughter of Billy Bob Thornton has been found guilty of manslaughter. I mean, she's estranged from her father, and she's living in Orlando, Florida, or in Florida. And the Orange County State Attorney's Office said the verdict against 32-year-old Amanda Brumfield was returned on last Friday, and that she faced murder charges in the death of her best friend's one-year-old daughter. Ooh. And she was found not guilty on first-degree murder and aggravated child abuse charges. What happened was, and what she's claiming happened, is the girl hit her head after falling while trying to climb out of a playpen. Prosecutors said it was impossible that she could fall from that height because it would have caused a bigger fracture on her skull. And the interesting and sad thing about this whole deal is, think of Orlando, Florida, what we've been talking about, Casey Anthony. That trial took place in the same courthouse where Casey Anthony is on trial for the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Wow. We move from that to this story is part of the umbrella of We Can Count. Another sad story. Let's get all the sad stuff out of the way. The buzzkill stuff from Costa Rica. A U.S. high school student was shot dead by a hotel security guard in that country. So rare. 16-year-old Justin Johnson shot in the chest. It was early on Thursday. He tried to sneak back into his room. He broke a curfew. He's on a school trip. And the hotel guard thought he was a thief. He's just a Kansas teenager. He was so excited. He's on a trip with 40 other kids in Central America. Well, into Costa Rica. And known for, you know, the rainforests and the volcanoes and wildlife. I mean, Costa Rica is a cool place. So, sadly, the guard's been detained, and they say that the guard shouted at him and another schoolmate as they tried to get into the hotel room, and they ran, and the guard fired. That's what happened. And Costa Rica, when you think of places you could vacation, it's one of probably the safest vacation spots you could go to in Latin America anyway. And the death of foreign tourists are usually some crazy thing, like they were drinking and fell from a balcony or whatever, not shot by a hotel security. So they're pretty upset in Costa Rica because, of course, it's a tragedy, no question about it. But, wow. So here are all these kids from Kansas on this trip, and that's just a freak thing that happened where they snuck out being teenagers, and the guard didn't know. And then, of course, maybe you had the language barrier. And then ultimately, the kid sadly loses his life. Mm. All right, let's move on to some other things like bring out the candidates. How about this? 7 Republicans hoping to capture the presidential nomination are going to meet this month for the first New Hampshire debate of 2012. The debate is set for June 13th. June 13th. Boy, that's coming up. We're already getting into June where we're talking about like 10 days away. Bring on the debates. I love the debates. To me, that's where you can really see someone kind of fall apart or shine, or you see how they handle those off-the-cuff things. They're not really sure where it's going to go. And the people that are going to be there, we've mentioned the number, but Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, businessman Herman Cain, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Texas Congressman Ron Paul, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. They're all part of this whole thing. They're going to be on the campus of St. Anselm College. And it's the first time that Bachmann, Gingrich, and Romney are going to be part of a 2012 debate. How about that? And this is 8 months before the New Hampshire primary. 8 months before that happens. Wow, time flies, doesn't it? So they also, by the way, extended some other invitations to a few other people, too. Like Mitch Daniels, Rudy Giuliani, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, former Utah Governor John Huntsman, Donald Trump, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. So you had Daniels, Huckabee, and Trump saying they're not going to go after the Republican nod. Giuliani declined the debate. Huntsman declined the debate. Palin said, look, I'm not going to be there. I'm just passing through. So she just handled it that way. But I think there might be some sizzle there. Might be some sizzle. I'd be curious to see how Michelle Bachmann does. Ron Paul is always going to come out pretty decently, I think, in these debates. Newt Gingrich will be fine in the debates. I think I'd be curious to see what Cain has to say, what Herb Cain says in the debate, and what happens with Romney will be fine too, but what happens in that mix I think will be kind of fascinating. 8 months from New Hampshire. Wow. Whew. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we've got the headers.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
To the exit here of this hour on America Tonight. Let's go through the headlines. Stealing a line from all the Law and Order series. Ripped from the headlines. Boy, we got a bunch of them. How about this story about this mom in labor 2 days with a baby that came out 14 pounds. 14 pounds. Anybody out there giving birth to a 14-pound baby? Whew, that had to be painful. 14. I'm thinking my nephew, who's a little on the thin side, light side, although he doesn't look that light, he looks average, he looks normal to me. He's 9 and he's 35 pounds. So think of a baby that's almost is half his size, basically. Matthew Maldonado. Twice the size of the average baby. I know that's kind of an odd headline when there's so many serious things going on. Well, speaking of serious, it is sad what's happening with the tornadoes. We know that in Joplin, Missouri, and we have lots of people listening to us in Missouri. We feel you, how rough that is in the rebuilding mode. still trying to figure out, you know, where you're rebuilding, where you are, the insurance money, all the stuff that you go through. And not to mention neighbors killed if your own family wasn't killed, because so many people lost their lives in Alabama and in Missouri. And then on top of that, of all places, not that they can't have one, but in Massachusetts, in 18 different communities, they say, they were hit by tornadoes that caused an amazing amount of damage. Not like Joplin or Alabama, but really an incredible amount where you had thousands, 55,000 people without power. But more importantly, you had four people killed. One woman got into a tub with her daughter and covered her daughter. And the house fell down. The house just completely blew apart. So the woman was killed by the debris, but the daughter survived. And there were a few other tales like that, too. About 200 people in western and central Massachusetts ended up in the hospital. You know, they got scrapes and bruises and all that sort of stuff, some of them with some broken bones. Springfield is about 90 miles west of Boston, certainly not expecting that. And debris blown all over the place. So think about it. What's in your house, from checkbooks to magazines to, you know, the stupid stuff to the serious stuff? It's blown all over the place. You got about 400 to 500 people that are staying in shelters, mostly in Springfield. And the devastation is different from Joplin, but the homes especially, that's been really, really significant. The rooftops, all that kind of stuff. And people were, I think, they were stunned by it. In one of the dorms there at the local college, you know, same thing. They weren't expecting it. I guess the blessing was that so many people were at work when it hit. The last tornado that hit the state was in 2008. But the worst tornado they ever had, 1953, a massive tornado slammed into Worcester and some of the nearby towns and killed 90 people. But it's still rather unusual. You think of the South, the Southeast, Tornado Alley, the Midwest, the breadbasket. That's where we're thinking tornadoes, not so much in the Northeast. But you look at photographs of, I mean, heavy winds and a funnel cloud that can suck things up to it. It doesn't lie. It's ultimately wherever it touches down, the hand of destruction, you're going to see the wrath afterward. And it is still always, it's the same thing. It's always shocking. You see these brick and mortar buildings, poof, reduced to nothing but a pile of bricks on the ground or half of buildings. It looked like a lot of buildings just sort of blew apart in half. So, tough for the people dealing with that too. They're trying to get tree limbs removed and declaring a state of emergency there, Deval Patrick, because it was that bad. All the eyes of the world are certainly on Casey Anthony, who has been crying a lot in court. She, of course, is on trial for the death or killing of her 2-year-old daughter, and this is a capital murder case. But she and her lawyer are going down different paths with this, saying that, you know, her daughter was drowned in the pool and she covered it up because she was molested as a child. And, you know, what she said is she had a conversation with her parents following her arrest when they were searching for the 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. And she said that she was protecting our family, telling her mother she would give some details up in a letter. That's some of the latest testimony was there. So is it just a web of lies and nonsense, nonsensical crap that's coming out to try to figure out a way to extract her from this? And will somebody on the jury buy it? That's the thing. All right, speaking of a web of lies, boy, there's no one better at it than Jeroen van der Sloot. Do you know that name, since we're on the headlines that are in the justice system? Van der Sloot, the latest thing is that his lawyer quit, probably frustrated with his nonsense. Van der Sloot was the one-time suspect, if you remember, in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway. Now he faces a possible trial on first-degree murder and robbery and the killing of a 21-year-old, Stephanie Flores. His lawyer filed papers to withdraw from the case on Tuesday, and this girl was found dead in a Lima hotel room that was registered to him in May of last year. Police say he took money and a bank card from her wallet and fled to Chile, where he was arrested a couple of days later. So you could say it's comeuppance for things that happened in the past, because who knows if we'll ever know what really happened to Natalie Holloway. But shortly after he was arrested, there was a federal grand jury in Alabama that indicted him on charges that he tried to extort $250,000 from the Holloway family. And he offered to provide information that was bogus about the whereabouts of Natalie Holloway's remains in exchange for the money. That's what the charges were all about there. So he'll be locked away in some hole for the rest of his life. With Casey Anthony, we really don't know what's going to happen with her. But when we talk about what's going on with cases across the country in courtrooms, that's the one that all of you know and you're watching, and that's taking place, of course, in Orlando, Florida. The big headlines in the world of politics, still more debate over the debt ceiling. The Republicans went to the White House earlier in the week, and the Democrats did it on Thursday. The Republicans said to the president, you got to cut more spending. Ultimately, will the debt ceiling be raised, or will we see the default on the loans? I'm going to say it will ultimately be raised, but it might come at the ninth hour. The budget and the debt standoff is still top on the agenda, and that's what's going on the Hill. I don't think that's going to change. Even though John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, called for a new timeline, hey, let's put this to bed in June, I think that this will probably drag out until the very last moment, just like other things, shutting down the federal government because they're not going to come to an accord here. I don't believe it, which is interesting, and it brings me to my last thing. A new national poll indicates that really a big chunk of Americans, meaning you and me and everybody else listening and beyond the breadth of America tonight, don't like what they've heard about the plan to change Medicare, because there's a lot of confusion on it. So CNN did a poll, and they don't think that the Republicans have cooperated enough with the president. And for the first time since they won back, the GOP won back control of the House last November, the number of Americans who say that Republican control of the chamber is good for the country has dropped to below the 50% mark. The poll shows that 58% of the public opposes the Republican plan on Medicare, really Paul Ryan's, with 35% saying they support the proposal. Wow. That's interesting. And this comes on the heels of the Republicans on Wednesday meeting with the president to discuss, among other things, Medicare reform. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me through the website, americatonight.net.